Mystery. Adventure thriller, The Graves of Wamperjaw, Texas. But first, this message. Something's happened, something's new, something's changed since the movie stars have moved to Mutual. You'll enjoy the lighthearted romantic adventures of The Woman of the Year, starring Betty Davis and George Brent, and thrilled to the realistic picture of police operations on Crime Does Not Pay. The Black Museum, with Orson Welles as narrator, brings eerie mystery with a grim background of Scotland Yard. And your favorite doctor duet comes your way with Lou Ayres and Lionel Barrymore in The Story of Dr. Kildare. There are hour-long presentations of top Hollywood hits on MGM Musical Comedy Theater and of outstanding dramatic shows on MGM Theater of the Air. And for sparkling comedy, Errol Flynn stars as descendant of the famous forebearer, The Modern Adventures of Casanova. Anne Southern portrays the unpredictable blonde from Brooklyn in The Adventures of Maisie. And Mickey Rooney and Louis Stone team up in the hilarious Hardy Family. Then there's Gracie Fields on The Gracie Fields Show. And now, I Love a Mystery. Two o'clock in the morning, a little cemetery on the edge of the boomtown of Wamperjaw, which is somewhere in Texas. Jack and Dot, fugitives from the law and trying to discover the identity of a murderer who digs graves and writes verses on the tombstones, prophesying the death of his next victim, have come to the cemetery, guided there by Ramon, brother of the Mexican girl Mercedes. There are only five graves here. The fourth grave is open, awaiting the body of Judge Abernathy, killed at midnight tonight by a bullet, exactly as the verse on the tombstone had promised. They had just discovered the last one, another newly dug grave with yet another verse on the tombstone, and before they could read the verse, Doc spotted a crouching figure in the moonlight.
Hey, senores, we must run. They are coming for us.
What do you mean, they?
He's right, Doc. The two of them. There, see?
Well, what do we do? Take the pot shot at him?
Hey, for the love of my...
Doc, get down. Are you crazy?
But look, Jack, it's going to say easy, Jerry, see?
What's that?
Something has happened. It is better that we do not leave them alone.
Well, let's work over toward them. They're looking for us.
Wait a minute, son. Have they seen us?
Here they come.
Well, let's edge over in the shadow of that derrick on the left there, that nearest one.
Okay, here we go.
Just in a puddle of oil and water.
Quiet, son.
Pipeline, like stepping over snakes 2 feet thick.
Now, this is good. Wait here.
Ramon, is it you?
Yes, it is I. And here are Mr. Packard and Mr. Long.
Wait there for us and stay in the shadow.
We will wait.
I'm so glad we so phone you. We had a heck of a time.
Jerry, you insane. What are you two girls doing out here?
Hey, wait a minute, Jack. Oh, when we tell you, senor, that this bad one, Miss Buck Bradley, she has come behind the cafe to my cabin.
At 2 a.m. in the morning?
2 in the morning is right. She barked into the cabin just after you boys left. Did she do that? She almost pushed on the door of the cabin where we are going to sleep. She pushed on the door
you're
and
be alone?
Then... No. He had 3 or 4 plug uglies waiting there in the dark.
He did, huh? What do you want?
He wanted Jack.
Oh, so the manhunt's on, huh?
They have found that you break out of jail and they have trained you to the farm of Mrs. Hooten.
What? They trailed us?
Yeah. Evidently the guard that Doc knocked out came too and went a-running for Bradley.
Yeah?
Well, Bradley gets 3 or 4 of his pals and sets out to find you. You see that you have run away toward the home of Mrs. Hooten. Did he go there? And there they found the dead body of Judge Abernathy stuck in the head.
Just like the verse on the tombstone says.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Hooten said he was shot from outside.
Oh, so that's their game. Now they want to tie that murder onto me, too.
Want to? They have. Bradley claims Mrs. Hooten says that the judge was shot from outside her house, and there you are. Oh, Jack, you've got to get him. Get quick.
I've got to have a look at that graveyard first.
Hey, not now. There's no time for that.
Well, I've got to take time. there's a clue anywhere, it's in that cemetery.
Hey, the new grave.
Yes, I want to see this new grave and read the verse on that tombstone.
Oh, no, another one, yes. Yeah. You mean there's another open grave?
Yeah, come on, I'll show you.
Please, I will help you over this pipeline, Senorita.
Oh, thanks, Ramon. Who in the world can be digging these graves? When do they do it?
Let us think of that, Senorita. You are much too lovely to face this horrible thing. Much, much too lovely.
Well,
It is true. From the first moment I see you, I say to myself, Ramon, now you have seen the most lovely, the most beautiful, the most exquisite senorita in all the world.
Why, Ramon, how you do carry on.
Oh, I am glad I saw you. Through all the terrible things it is, what I have been thinking. I think to myself,
well, now, how do you like them apples? Ramon, are you trying to take the play away from me? Gary,
hold it, Doc. Uh-oh, the new open grave.
I'm thinking it's from the road.
Oh, this is it. The latest addition to our collection of open graves.
Somebody's still got a morbid sense of humor. This wicked thing. Who's BBC?
Bradley. It is Bradley who do all the murders.
Well, he's everything else. He might as well be the murderer, too, if you insist, Ramon.
I know I am right.
Well, here's our graveyard. 5 graves. That one's been here for many months, just a grave. The next one's where Squire Hooten is buried.
Bradley killed him, I'm sure.
Well, maybe. Then the next one is that of the mysterious one. The first one that suddenly popped up, verse and all, saying that a man would fall like a sparrow that was hit by an arrow.
I mean, it happened just that way.
But, yes. It isn't open. It's all filled in like any other grave.
That's right. We just discovered that tonight.
Sir, what do you know?
Then this one next to it, the one with the verse prophesying the death of a man by shooting. It's ready and waiting to receive Judge Abernathy.
Yes, Abernathy. He got it tonight.
But this is the one I want to see. This last one.
Yes, he is, open and yawning. With another verse. You know what, Jack?
What?
Now you see it again. I suggest you get the heck out of town, right now. You can't tell when them buzzards that are looking for you will walk up on us, and you're a gone goose.
Now, here's what's on my mind. When we read this verse and thought it out a little, I want you, Doc, to strain every ounce of brain power you've got.
Yeah?
Now, find out who that verse is meant for, then get to him some way.
And try to learn who his enemies are.
That's right. I know Mercedes and Jerry will help you all they can.
Me, senor. I will cut out my heart to help
you. Yeah, I know. And so we'll try to stop this business. And incidentally, clear me of these phony charges.
Okay, son, I'll bust something trying. Where are you going to be at?
Well, I haven't decided. Well, let's see what this new tombstone has to tell us. I can't see very well. The moon's behind a cloud or something. Get a match, Doc.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here's one.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's the same kind of printing, crude and irregular.
Think maybe that thing?
Yeah, no, I can't. It says, on February 27, a man will die but not go to heaven.
My God.
What?
Well, that's tomorrow.
No, today. It's that midnight.
Please, today. Today's the 27th of February.
What else did you say, Jack?
Yeah. Oh, give me another match.
Yeah,
on February 27, a man will die but not go to heaven because he cared for only gold. In here his bones can slowly mold. He lived like a moccasin in the lake, and so he died by the bite of a snake.
Oh, by the bite of a snake?
That's what it says. He cared for only gold. Now, who could that be, you suppose?
It could be the banker, or a miser,
or... Or that Bradley. That is all he cared for.
Can't you think about nothing else but Bradley?
Maybe I can stop him, Doc. Now, Raymond, will you just listen and forget Bradley for a minute? For me?
Senorita, for you, I will die. For you, I will do anything in this world. For you, I will do everything.
Okay. Then hold everything for a minute. Jack, what do you think?
You know anyone around here who's money mad, Mercedes?
When you're in the boom town, everyone is money mad. Why else would they come here? Why would they live in a place like this? Why would they drink the alkaline water and sleep like cattle and...
Why did you come here, honey?
Senor, almost I think I learned to like you one time. Almost I think you are just a fresh, red-head loudmouth. But for that question, For that, I think you are those things and also big fool besides.
Oh, you do, huh?
It is the business of proof that I am here. It is my business. One is seven kinds of a big, clumsy donkey.
Yes, Eddie, we're not getting anywhere that way. Well, think it over and see what you can do, then.
Well, hey, son, you talk like you wasn't expecting to be with us much longer. You know something that I don't know?
Well, it could be. You know anything about mob psychology?
Nothing except that there ain't no way of stopping them till it's all over. Then afterwards, they're mostly sorry that they done it.
Yeah. Where are you going to hide out tonight?
Well, I don't know. Probably in that there hayloft when they showed me why.
Ramon, how about you?
I will go wherever Senor Long goes. I will also hide at the hayloft.
Jerry, you go on back with Mercedes.
All right.
Yeah, you do that.
You do sound mighty final, eh, Jack?
Yeah. Take this rifle, Doc.
I don't want that.
I said take it.
Oh, okay, son.
No one minds too much. Could we get away from the cemetery and get in the creek? Could we go now?
I don't know why not. It's getting darker on the inside of a coal mine, ain't it?
See, the morning's gone now.
So come on, kid. Let's get going. Okay, Jack?
Oh, what's the matter? Why, it's over the grave. Oh, that is bad omen.
You forget it. Come on. Here we go.
You know, that head for only gold, who might be our food. Who's the bank in this here town of Davies? Well, I said, who is the...
My sister, she is angry, Senor Long. She will not speak with you until she is calmer. But I will speak with you. The banker here is called Mr. Martin.
Well, what's he like?
He's very religious man. Go to church, contribute to charity. He's good man.
Well, that couldn't be him, then. It's the same. I'd like to talk to him. But who else is there?
Doc, wait a minute. Listen.
What's it to? You reckon it's...
Well, he's Bradley and his men. Take comfort, Senor Tucker.
You hear that, Jack? You better take this here gun and shoot back to the graveyard. Jack?
Jack, where you at?
Jack!
He's gone. He went that way.
Jack, you skunk. If they touch a hair of Jack's head, I'll personally stomp them to pieces one at a time.
Professional career is being offered today to 50,000 young women. It's a future in nursing, awaiting high school graduates with good health and character. A graduate nurse has her choice of countless civilian positions, government jobs, or a commission in the armed forces. In preparing for this skilled profession, a girl will acquire a 3-year college education, and if she wishes, may easily earn a collegiate degree. Upon completion of her course, she is eligible to become a registered nurse. Those qualified for enrollment as student nurses can get full details from their nearest hospital or collegiate school of nursing, or may discuss the advantage of nursing with school advisors. Further adventures of Jack and Doc will come to you tomorrow at this same hour, when you hear Ramon say...
Look, Senor Long. Bradley. Someone has smashed him on the head.
Yeah, that old man that was in the bank. You know, all we got to do is figure out who he is.
I Love a Mystery, produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday. Featuring Russell Fawson as Jack Packard and Jim Bowles as Doc Long. With Robert Dryden as Ramon, Inga Adams as Mercedes, Athena Lord as Jerry Booker, and directed by Mel Bailey. This is Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.